Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Panamhansa Paripraja Ashtotar Sri Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sekaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Sham Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamana Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Is this fan individually controllable? Yeah, if it could be off, that would be great. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 126. Krishnarte Okila Cheshta Tat Kripavalokana Janma Dinari Mahotsava Anya Bhaktagana Krishnarte Akila Cheshta Tat Kripa. Yeah, Krishnarte Akila Cheshta Tat Kripa Balokana. Janma Dinadi Mahotsava La Bhaktagana. Krishnarte Akila Cheshta Tat Kripa Balokana. Janma Dinadi Mahotsava La Bhaktagana. Ladies. Krishna Arte, for the sake of Krishna. Akila Cheshta, all activities. Tat Kripa, Avalokana, looking for his mercy. Janma Dinadi, the appearance day, and so on. Mahotsava, festivals. La Bhaktagana, with devotees. 31, one should perform all endeavors for Krishna. 32, one should look forward to his mercy. 33, one should partake of various ceremonies with devotees. Ceremonies like Lord Krishna's birthday or Ramchandra's birthday. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Bande hung Sri Guru, Sri Jata Padakamalang, Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rupam Shagrajatam, Sahagana Raganatan Vitams Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savatutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lolita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina bandho jagatpate, gopesha gopika kanta, radha kanta namostute, tapta kamchana gaurangi, radhe brindavaneshari, prashabhanu sute devi, pranamami hori priye, vansha kolpitarubhyascha, kripa sindho bhyevacha, patitanam pavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dama, Hare Dama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this continues what constitutes a list of 64 items of devotional service. Krishnarte Akila Cheshta. Cheshta means endeavors. Is that what Prabhupada says? Activity, but endeavor. In the Bhagavad Gita, what is that? Adhisthanam tata karta karanam cha pratak vidha vividhas cha pratak cheshta daivam chaiva cha panchama. There are five elements that make up any item, any accomplishment. The place, adhisthanam, the doer, the person who's acting, karta, adhisthanam tathakar, and karanam, the senses with which we're working, vividhascha pratak cheshta, and the different kinds of endeavor. Things don't just happen automatically, although sometimes they may. But if we want to accomplish something in this world, endeavor has to be there. If you want to distribute books, you have to go out, you have to approach people, you have to endure so many people saying no, you have to try to persuade people, you have to take the money. So endeavor, various kinds of endeavor. Vividhas cha pratak cheshta, and finally daivam chaiva cha panchama. The ultimate factor is Krishna, daiva. Daiva is generally destiny, but finally it's the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything else can be lined up, but without the will of Krishna, nothing can be possible. Or by Krishna's desire, anything can happen. So cheshta means our endeavors, and here, Krishnarte akila cheshta. All our endeavors should be undertaken for the satisfaction of Krishna. Akila means all of it. Even our activities for household life or whatever activities we perform should be dedicated finally to the service of Krishna. Manasa deha geha yoki chumor arpilutvat pade nandakishwar. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur sings, my dear Nandakishore, my mind, my body, my home, yokichumur, whatever there might be that could be called mine, arpilutvapadeka Nandakishore, I dedicate all of that at your lotus feet. So, of course, there's direct activities of devotional service, hearing, chanting, but whatever we do should be dedicated to Krishna. Krishnarte, it should be done for the sake of Krishna, not just that I paint some veneer over it, this is for Krishna, but actually it should be done to satisfy Krishna. Krishnarte, it should be done for Krishna, for the sake of Krishna. And tat kripa avalokana. While, because endeavor is not everything, we should always look to Krishna for his mercy. While performing our activities, we should know that finally the outcome is up to Krishna. Kripa avalokana. So we should look toward that. Or, in a higher sense, while performing our activities, successful sometimes, unsuccessful sometimes, our real purpose should be to get Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy means to be fully engaged in Krishna's service, finally to be promoted back to the spiritual world and be engaged in service there. To be engaged in the service of the Lord, to be engaged in the service of the servant of Krishna, that's Krishna's mercy. Now I'm engaged in the service of Maya, but if Krishna gives his mercy, then I can be engaged in the service of the service of the servants of Krishna. So while performing whatever it may be, I have my household duties, I have my administrative duties, I have my institutional duties, this duty, that duty, but my real purpose should be to always look for Krishna's mercy at every step. Krishna's mercy is to be engaged in Krishna's service. So we're chanting, please engage me in your service. Sarvata Sharanapati Kartikadi Brat Chatu Shashti Anga E Parama Mahatva. 34, one should surrender to Krishna in all respects, sarvata, in all respects, sharanapati. 35, one should observe particular vows like kartik vrat. These are some of the 64 important items of devotional service. Sharushanga Nam Kirtan Bhagavatrabhan Mathura Vasha Sri Murtir Shraddhaya Sevan. One should associate with devotees, chant the holy name of the Lord, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, reside at Mathura, and worship the deity with faith and veneration. Shakala Shadhana Shreshto E Pancha Anga Krishna Prema Janmai E Pancher Opashanga. These five limbs of devotional service are the best of all. Even a slight performance of these five awakens love for Krishna. Yes. Purport. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out that there are 35 items up to the point of observing special vows in the month of Kartik. To these 35 items, another four are added, namely marking tilak on different parts of the body, writing the names of the Lord all over the body, accepting the deity's garlands, and accepting charanamrita. These four items are understood to be included by Kaviraj Goswami within archan, worship of the deity. Although these items are not mentioned here, they are to be added to the previous 35 items. Thus, the total number becomes 39. To these 39 should be added five others: association with devotees, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, reading Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, residing in Mathura, the birthplace of Krishna, and worshipping the deity with great respect and veneration. The 39 items plus these 44, plus these five, come to a total of 44. If we add the previous 20 items to these 44, the total number becomes 64. The five items mentioned above repeat previously mentioned items. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami states, Anganam panchakasyasya purva vilikitasya cha nikila shraishya bodhaya punarapyatra sangshanam. The glorification of these five items, association with devotees, chanting the holy name, and so on, is to make known the complete superiority of these five practices of devotional service. The 64 items of devotional service include all the activities of the body, mind, and senses. Thus, the 64 items engage one in devotional service in all respects. Much of this purport is dedicated to tallying up the numbers. The one item is mentioned the worship of the deity. And so in the worship of the deity, we have these other items included, four more. And so we get the full 64. And Krishna prema janmaye panchera upasanga. Just by a little engagement, upa means just a little bit, one gets Krishna prema, love for Krishna. Of all, there are 64 items, but out of the 64, five are especially prominent. We may or may not worship the Ashwata tree, we may or may not perform some of the other items. They're all included in devotional service. But if we perform these five items in particular, these are the main ones. Shadu Sangha, association of devotees, and Nama Kirtan, chanting Hare Krishna, and Bhagavat Shravan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or Shivaram Maharaj mentioned the other day, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Pibata Bhagavatam, drinking Srimad Bhagavatam, and Mathura Vasa, living in Mathura. Sometimes Prabhupada says, or make one's place like Mathura, a place wherever Krishna goes. Vrindavanam parityaja paramekam nagacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, so wherever Krishna is, that's Vrindavan. And still there's Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh. One can live there. These are super powerful. And therefore we see that in our daily activities or our daily program of Krishna consciousness, these are the elements. We start early in the morning with a Nam Kirtan, chanting of the holy name, with the devotees. We associate with the devotees. We have a class like this for hearing topics of Krishna Katha from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we
establish places all over the world which invoke the atmosphere of Vrindavan. We install the deity of the Lord and arrange for his service. So these are the five main things. If we look at our program, and people, you know, what's the way to make the fastest advancement? What can we do? Here it is, five items. Hare Kirtan, chant Hare Krishna, and be happy. And associate with the devotees, and avoid the company of the materialistic people. Asat sadhu tyage vaishnavachar. Avoid bad association and sadhu sangha. Sadhu means a person engaged in devotional service to Krishna. Sat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who's a sadhu is a big topic. Sometimes, if we don't pay attention to Bhagavad Gita, we may think that a person who's actually a sadhu is not a sadhu. So one has to know that Upadeshamrita is there also to instruct us how to associate with sadhus. Sadhu Sangha doesn't mean hanging out. Sadhu Sangha means we associate with devotees for these items, to chant Hare Krishna, to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, to render service to the deity. Sadhu Sangha and Bhagavat Shravan, to go deep into Srimad Bhagavatam. Even if we don't go deep, if we just hear, we should study, interrogate, go question, be curious. Why does it say this? Why does it say that? And try to see how these things apply in our own life. But even if we just hear, all right, Guru Maharaj said I should hear, let me sit and hear. If we just do that, if we don't do that, then how will it come to a more advanced stage? But if we do that, if we regularly hear, then it will come to that. There was a letter written to one godbrother, Gopi Janna Ballabha. He was the president of our temple in New York. And Prabhupada wrote him a letter from Vrindavan and said that I'm also sitting in the evenings, I think he said, and listening to the class. And I am enjoying. I'm listening to how the devotees are giving the class, and I am enjoying. So as I'm doing, you should also do. Do not try to be a better Paramahansa than your Guru Maharaj. And Sri Murtir Shraddhaya, to serve the deity with veneration and enthusiasm. It's always so nice to come to a temple where the deity is being worshipped very nicely, where the decoration is nice, where everything is clean, where everything is, all arrangements are made to satisfy and glorify Krishna. Now these are the main items. All right, let's see. There may be some questions. May or may not.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, and thank you for your wonderful association and class. You did mention that association of sadhus does not mean to hang out, but to actually associate. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah. That we should be good, we should seek good association. Sat, another meaning of sat is good. Mm-hmm. Satsanga means good association. We should seek good association, and we should be good association. Not that we associate, you know, I won't smoke hash with anyone but a devotee. That's not sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, nor is it prajalpa. That, what is that? Prajalpa means gramyakata. That we move to the village and then we spend our time in village talk. Did you hear about? And, you know, we have like a spiritual version of Time magazine. With all the ins and outs of what's going on with this devotee, that devotee, and really. Not that we can't talk about the lives of other devotees, but it should be, everything should be in such a way that it's directed toward devotional service. This will help us in devotional service. If it's not going to help us in devotional service, why are we doing it? Just to, we shouldn't forget Krishna. Not that we get together and help one another and divert our attention, but rather focus our attention, remind one another of Krishna. That's our purpose. Or to do some practical service together. We come together and we do something to please Krishna. So much of our life is actually like that. It's not unlikely people come together and serve Krishna together. That's sadhu sangha. That's sadhu sangha. It's also mentioned there are different kinds of sadhus. Those who are less advanced, those who are more advanced. We're advised to try to associate with those who are more advanced or the most advanced. That will help us. We should be eager to hear from, of course, we're even if we associate with those who are less advanced, that's good for us also. If we do it properly, properly means be kind to them. Respect them. Help them. That kind of sadhu sangha benefits them and benefits us. Not that I'm an exclusivist. I only associate with these super Vaishnavas. Because I'm focused, I'm a Sharanagati Vaishnava, I'm just seeking the essence. By being kind to others, one invokes the mercy of Krishna and becomes more advanced. What would have happened to us if everybody, all the Vaishnavas said, well, he's a neophyte, I'm not going to associate with him. We depend on the mercy of the more advanced Vaishnavas. So we should seek the association of more advanced Vaishnavas, and if we're a little more advanced than others, we should give them our association. Help them answer their questions, guide them, encourage them. That will be good for us. And those who are on the same level, then to be friendly with them. This is our friendship, to chant Hare Krishna together, to honor prasadam together, to do some service together, to read together. So many things. And then to seek shushushaya bhajana vigyam ananya manya nindari shunya vidam ipsita shangalabdva. We should be very keen to get the association of those who are very pure and expert in devotional service. Is that okay?
You got a question?
Yes.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj, thank you. I have two questions. You just mentioned one of them, but the first one is that you were saying, like, if you see, like, somebody's just at the same level, what about if you think that everybody's in a superior level, even if you are in the same level or even superior to somebody else? Somehow you just think like that way, like everybody's better.
So we should be friendly with those who are on the same level, but what if we think that everyone's superior? Well, that's good. Amanina, Amanadena. This is very good. Who is there that's on the same level as me? They're all above me. That's very nice. Then what will I do? I'll serve them. That's ideal.
The other question is, it's mentioned that you have to live in Mathura. Sometimes the devotee is given the, I know, does Vrindavan belong to Mathura, right? Vrindavan belongs to Mathura, right?
Yes.
Because it's always mentioned Mathura. And then I think, sometimes I think like, maybe it's referring to Vrindavan, but why they don't say directly Vrindavan? Because Mathura is like a separate realm, you know, like when Krishna leaves and all that.
Mathura, sometimes Mathura even extends as far as Dwarka. It's mentioned in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. But the, yes, the whole land of Mathura, if you read, again, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the glories of Mathura as given in the invocation of the book, Adi Goswami, Sanatana Goswami is so much appreciating the whole land of Mathura. No, I only go to Vrindavan. I don't go to Mathura. But Mathura is Maya. No, I only go to Vrindavan. And I only read 10th canto. And in 10th canto, I only read about Krishna and the gopis. We're interested in Kurukshetra, even. What to speak of Mathura? Because at Kurukshetra, that's one of the lila sthans of Krishna. His speaking to Arjuna is as relishable as his speaking to as the gopis in the forest. Different relish, that's all right. But we're interested, we're not interested, Prabhupada was only interested in Krishna and the gopis, not interested in Krishna and Arjuna. Most of his speaking was about Krishna and Arjuna. Krishna's instructions to Arjuna. And yes, higher, and in one point, from one point of view, even Kurukshetra is a more exalted place. Because the highest feelings of separation are manifest in Kurukshetra. So, you know, no, I only go to Vrindavan. And Mathura is blessed by the lotus feet of Krishna, by the pastimes of Krishna. Krishna appears in Mathura, Krishna kills Kamsa in Mathura. So many things Krishna does in Mathura. So we're not exclusivists. We want to edit out everything except for Vrindavan. Trim away everything but the essence so that there's nothing left but Vrindavan. No, Mathura is exalted.
I haven't heard some devotees say, I just go to Vrindavan, I don't even go to Mayapur.
I don't go to Vrindavan, I don't even go to Mayapur?
Yeah, I heard some devotees saying that.
Why?
Because they say Vrindavan, the same point you're making, that Vrindavan is the goal or something.
Vrindavan is the goal.
The goal, yeah.
So I don't even want to go to Mayapur because that'll distract me from Vrindavan. Well, then it'll take you a long time to get to Vrindavan. What is that? Sri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeva Jane Chintamani Tarhoi Brajabhumi Vash. Narottam Das Thakur is saying, one who knows that Gaura Mandala Bhumi, Mayapur, Jeva Jane Chintamani, he knows that it's as good as Chintamani Dham Vrindavan. Tarhoi Braja Bhumi Bash. He actually lives in Vrindavan. Yes.
Hari Bol Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful class and welcome to Alacho. So of these five items, it seems like hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is minimized to some extent.
Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is
Yeah, the importance of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam seems to be minimized. We need to give it some more justice. Can you explain a little bit?
It's not that you weren't loud enough. I just couldn't make out what it was. The importance of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is being minimized?
It seems that way. We have 3,000 devotees here in the class of Bhagavatam. Sometimes you have 5-6 devotees.
Oh, it's not that it's being minimized, it's that we don't pay attention to it. Not that there's an anti-Srimad Bhagavatam campaign, but that we don't pay attention. Sometimes we pay attention, and there are programs for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, studying Srimad Bhagavatam. In Govardhan, our Bhujan Prabhu's program for studying Srimad Bhagavatam, and Mayapur Institute, and Vrindavan Institute for studying Srimad Bhagavatam, and other programs in different parts of the world for studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Perhaps it'll become a fad. Maybe some next-gen devotees will become, what's the word, cultural icons for hearing and chanting Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we'll have, Bhagavatam Melas and Bhagavatam Mellows and Bhagavatam Sanghas, and we'll all get together and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So much is there. We read how much Sanatan Goswami is appreciating Srimad Bhagavatam, how it glorifies Bhagavatam as his life and soul. So actually all of these things are important. If we just read Srimad Bhagavatam and we don't chant Hare Krishna, that will not be so good. If we just worship the deity and don't hear Srimad Bhagavatam or chant Hare Krishna, that's not so good. All of these things are really integral parts of the program Prabhupada has given us. Sometimes, Prabhupada gave us only blah, blah, blah. But he's given us the five most important things. And even Alpa Shanga, even a little bit of touch, a little association with these things can give Krishna prema. So it's not small time. Prabhupada only gave us da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Only gave us little bits and pieces. Everything's there in these five items. Or everything's there to be manifest by taking up these five items. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He didn't teach you the philosophy. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada, it's not that, and Prabhupada said, read the commentaries also of the various acharyas. They're not off limits. Prabhupada's commentaries are fundamental. They're our life and soul. But not that, no, I'm sorry, I only, we can read the other commentators also. When someone suggested the opposite, Prabhupada said, no, that's not what I said. You misunderstood. So we can read these other commentaries, and that will enrich our appreciation. It's not that we draw a fence that, if it's not in Prabhupada's purport, it's rejected. But our core is Prabhupada's purports, and these others will appreciate, will enhance our appreciation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, why are we attending the class? The person only spends 5 minutes reading the purport, and the rest of the time he's talking. You know, then why, Prabhupada said, I'm sitting in the class and enjoying listening to these students speaking. That's also Bhagavatam commentary, and Prabhupada is enjoying it. So we can appreciate the realizations of, first of all, the great acharyas and even the understandings of the devotees. You know, Bodhyanta parasparam katayantas chamam nityam. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. This is enjoyment. Is that all right? Okay. Yes, Akurna.
Regarding residing in Mathura, why do we reside anywhere else? Why do we have these temples in Florida and California and Australia? And
why and do we reside anyplace else but Mathura? Why California and Alachua, Australia? Because Mathura has become too expensive.
Is it also, I mean, aside from that question, additional question is it important for us to actually travel to India?
To actually?
Travel to India to go to holy places like that.
Is it important for us to go to India and travel to holy places? Yes. One is, for several reasons. One is that Prabhupada said Vrindavan is the one place in the universe where Krishna automatically reveals. It means there's a special potency to Vrindavan, to Mayapur, to Jagannath Puri, to Kurukshetra, to the holy places associated with the Lord. Vidura was traveling to these holy places. Was he a fool? So the places alone, Prabhupada one time was in Mayapur and he was saying that we should plant some wheat here and grow our own food and turn the wheat into flour. Prabhupada said, even the dust will help us. In Mayapur, even the dust will help us. Ah. Chintamani Prakara Sadhama, so even the dust will help us. Well, that's the first thing. These places, even if they're superficially covered by apartment complexes or whatever, they still have a transcendental potency. So that's the first thing. The second thing, of course, is that in these places we get the opportunity to associate with devotees. All right, we may get that elsewhere also. And the third thing is that Prabhupada said, I want all my students to spend some time in India and become cultured. In India particularly, and especially in the Vaishnava Tirthas, there's a way of life which is different from life in America, Australia, and the rest of the world. There's a culture there. And if we spend some time, we can learn something of that culture. Because Krishna consciousness is not only philosophy, it's culture. So there's some, there's some intricacies, there's some value. There's so much embodied within that culture, which will help us in Krishna consciousness. So sometimes we go to India and we're sort of fortified with all of our Western paraphernalia so that we won't feel it. You know, we'll be just as comfortable and just as everything, just as much in America when we're in Vrindavan. But that's not the goal. Even if there's some inconvenience, good, the inconvenience will help us. We'll learn from the inconvenience, we'll benefit. That's called austerity. let me go and voluntarily accept some inconvenience also. But especially culture, how do people deal with one another? Just to give a small example, this was not Vrindavan, it was Bombay. But it was moving toward evening, and there was a program I was supposed to go to, outside program. And one devotee, perhaps some of you know Dr. Radhakrishnan from Dr. Radhakrishnan from Chopati, Radhakrishnan Prabhu from Chopati, he said to me, Maharaj, the car is ready. Whenever you wish, we can go. So what does that mean? Translated into American, it means, Maharaj, all the other devotees are in the car and we're all waiting for you. But a cultured person says, Maharaj, the car is ready, and whenever you wish, we can go. And if you're a cultured person, if you're another cultured person, then you understand that. It may take a while, but you catch on and understand that there's a subtlety to these communications. There's a respect that's given, and there's appreciation on both sides in such dealings. It's not the crude, crass exchanges characteristic of social media. It comes from a deeper source, and it's meant to be conducive to human life, human civilization, and ultimately to Krishna consciousness. Yes?
In devotion in Vrindavan. The devotion is like very free-flowing. It's very effortless.
Yes.
So when I was a little kid, I went there with my mom. My mom took me there. And one thing that still stands out in my mind till date is the Rasa Leela. The glorification of all the activities of Krishna that they do around stage.
Yes.
You could do that. Like, you can watch it for like days and days on end and then lose track of time. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of difference. Like here, it takes a lot of effort to kind of reproduce that experience, but it's very, very free-flowing there, and it's very easy to kind of immerse yourself into it and remember it for a long time. That makes a big difference.
First-hand testimony. We go to Vrindavan and we remember Krishna, who performed such wonderful pastimes there. Someplace there's a verse, maybe Pandurik, you might remember something about Vrindavan where Krishna's inclined to love everyone and everyone's inclined to love Krishna. Do you know that verse? There's a verse like that about glorifying Vrindavan where everyone's inclined to love Krishna and Krishna's inclined to love them. It's described that even the animals are not envious of one another. I was editing something to that effect while I was in Vrindavan and Prabhupada was present. And I mentioned to Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, it says here that even the animals are not envious in Vrindavan. But I was honoring prasadam in the courtyard, and there was a monkey sitting up on top of the wall, watching me. Uh-huh. And it looked to me like he was envious. Prabhupada said, "You're envious, you won't give." Yes. Why leave Vrindavan? Of course. Yeah, if Prabhupada had felt, why leave Vrindavan? And there are sadhus who, think like that and even were pushing Prabhupada, why leave Vrindavan? So that's the main reason to leave Vrindavan. Otherwise, we could all go you know, why do we want to live in New York or Los Angeles or even Alachua? Why not live in Vrindavan, Mayapur? But for us, to be preaching, that's the sweetest part. Prabhupada never left Vrindavan. Padamekam Nagashtha. And therefore, wherever he went, he manifested Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is manifest here. Even where he didn't go, he manifested Vrindavan. You know, his followers will. So Krishna is present wherever the devotees goes. And therefore, the devotees go everywhere to spread Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. I mentioned before, you know, that Vrindavan, Mathura is also as good as Vrindavan. Dwarka is included in Vrindavan. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's said that Goloka Vrindavan extends throughout the three worlds. The planet Goloka extends throughout the three worlds. It only has to be manifest. Sometimes when someone would ask Prabhupada the famous fall of the jiva question, Prabhupada would say there's no question of falling. We're always in the spiritual world. If Goloka Vrindavan pervades all three worlds, then we're always in Goloka Vrindavan. It's only a question of consciousness, a question of realization, a question of our mentality. Otherwise, Goloka eva nivasachyakilatma bhuta. Goloka extends everywhere. We think, you know, we've got our map of the upper planets, the lower planets, the middle planets, Vaikuntha. We've all seen the map. Map this out. Goloka is everywhere. Because from another point of view, there's no difference between Krishna and Vrindavan, and Krishna is everywhere. Andantarastha paramanu jayantra. That means Vrindavan's also everywhere because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Ishtadeva Spurti. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I have a question regarding practicing these devotional services. Hmm. I remember a lecture given by His Holiness Sachinandana Swami at Sadhu Sangha. He was saying, you know, when we're chanting, which is one of the five, he delineated like two types of practice of bhakti. One is Cheshta, which is in this verse. The other is Bhava. So there's devotional feeling, and then there's the format, like there's the action. But sometimes we experience that when we're doing a type of, like we're given a service by our authority. We might be given a practical service to do an activity, but we don't have the taste for it. So we don't feel ecstatic when we're doing it. Maybe sometimes we're even feeling like, why am I doing this, you know? So what happens? Do we just keep doing the Cheshta Bhakti and try to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam or just do some other one of these five to try to encourage ourselves?
We should do all of these five, but included in Srimurti Sevan is all of this practical activity, keeping the accounts, doing the book inventory, fixing the tiles, that's all included in Srimurti Sevan, in service of the deity. It's all included in devotional service. No, I don't do any service. I just read Srimad Bhagavatam. No, I don't do any service. I only do Hari Kirtan. No, I don't do any service because the only service you need to do is Sadhu Sangha. No, all of these things. They're all on the transcendental platform. In terms of bhava, maybe you'll experience the bhava later. in this sense. You do something, it's miserable. You're like Darshan Kirtan devotees. Sometimes we hear that the book distributors are, you know, staying out for crazy hours and out in vans somewhere and taking bath in the snow. So, you know, are they feeling bhava? Maybe not. Maybe they're feeling blah. But later they'll think back, those were such nectary days. They'll forget the days which were just normal and there was water from warm water and all that. They'll think of those baths in the snow. Oh, that was so great. When we undergo some trouble for the service of Krishna, we may not get instant gratification, but Krishna will appreciate it, and later we'll look back and think, it was so wonderful. My greatest happiness, when I take some trouble in your devotional service, that's my greatest happiness. Yeah, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is singing that way. Sometimes there may be, or sometimes there may just not be anything, you know, but I'm doing what my spiritual master told me. Not that if I don't get bhava, I quit. I may get bhava or I may get bombed, you know, whatever it is. But this is my life and soul, to carry out the orders of the spiritual master, not guru avagya. So when devotees are preaching, when devotees are carrying out the orders of the spiritual master, then Krishna's presence and the spiritual master is pleased, that's our success. Krishnartha, what is that? Krishnartha akiva cheshta. To do everything for the sake of Krishna. Akila cheshta, all endeavors. That means we should endeavor. Let me give my full energy for the sake of Krishna. I'm looking at the clock and seeing that we're at 9, which is, that's like where we're supposed to stop, right? Audience is still, yeah, but I don't want to abuse the audience because they have schedules and duties. All right, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hare Krishna. It's so nice to see you. Hare Krishna.
My question was about the way you described, like, not to associate with devotees by spreading gossip and that sort of thing. And I was also remembering how Sanatan Goswami was so dear to, like, all the residents of Vrindavan. And he would even inquire about their family members and this and that. So and I remember hearing about Srila Prabhupada, especially in the early days, that he was asking people, what is your life like, as a way of getting to understand how to integrate Krishna's message. So how do we, is it a method of, like, fine-tuning so we don't veer off into the
negative? Yeah, Begavati's question, that Prabhupada would inquire, how's your health and how's your daughter and how's this and how's that? These are not, you know, is that Maya? I mean, we know that when Prabhupada does it, it's not Maya, but when we do it, is it Maya? No, that's included. That's also part of etiquette. And etiquette is not just a set of rules, you know, the knife goes here and the fork goes there. Or first you say this and then you say that. But etiquette means, in a deeper sense, how we foster loving exchanges with devotees. That's standard. You read Srimad Bhagavatam, and they meet, Vidura comes to the palace, and they're asking about his welfare.
And that's typical. That's what you do. How are you? Then Prabhupada explains, if a person's a businessman, how's your business going? If he's a king, are your citizens happy? If he's a sadhu, how's your bhajan? Is everything peaceful? Not that you meet a sannyasi and ask how's your business going. So appropriate questions are a way of opening up the communications or the dealings, the relationship, the rapport with the people that we meet if we're preaching, or with the devotees that we meet when we associate. So these are all, and we're also genuinely interested. It's not just, okay, we got the prelims out of the way, but we're concerned because the devotees are in relationship to Krishna. So we're concerned with the welfare of the devotees. It's not just idle chit-chat. But when we sit around and just gripe and sit around and criticize and sit around and, you know, all the things that we can do to waste time, we all do them. So that doesn't help us. If we do it individually, it doesn't help us, and if we get together and do it, it doesn't help us. Or maybe it, you know, we can collectively drag one another down. We can cooperate in uncontrolled, you know, meeting of uncontrolled tongues. That's not going to help us. But when we get together, Bodhyanta Paraspuram, and share Krishna consciousness, then it's wonderful. We shouldn't drag ourselves down, and we shouldn't miss the opportunity to associate with devotees in that way. All right, shall we stop here? Thank you, Bhagavati. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.